First, in the best of times, finding childcare can be an expensive and tricky endeavor. But as the number of COVID-19 cases grew globally and states were forced to issue safer at home orders, parents had to take on the task of both providing childcare and working from home. Or parents have had to deal with the consequences of reduced hours or layoffs while caring for their kids. But now, as many states are reopening, families face the flip side of the childcare coin. A lack of options for childcare is preventing parents from going back to work. Our next guest took a look at how childcare is a crucial element in reopening the economy. Emily Peck is a senior reporter for HuffPost. She's also co-host of Slate's Money podcast. Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, it's great to be here.
You've been following this story for a while, Emily. Childcare is always tricky for parents, but how did COVID-19 really make things worse?
Well, I mean, primarily COVID-19 made things worse because childcare centers around the country closed and schools around the country closed, but not all workplaces closed. So parents around the country had to scramble, right? Some lucky people, the ones with the jobs who could work from home, are at home with their children trying to manage and juggle, remote learning and their regular jobs. And some of the women that I spoke to for my story, they actually have jobs that didn't shut down, but can't go to work because they can't do work from home, and they have to be home with their young children.
The country is reopening, but I know one concern all along is, are childcare providers going to survive? Are they going to come back into business? And recent reporting from New York Times, at least one big national chain is closing a lot of its childcare centers or furloughing them, things like that. So childcare is not magically coming back as workplaces reopen. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, childcare is this really weird industry in the United States, right? I mean, we don't have public childcare. These are privately owned businesses. And as I'm sure listeners have been paying attention and noticing that small businesses are having a really hard time right now during the COVID recession. Well, childcare operators are actually small businesses for the most part. There are a couple of bigger chains. And when they had to shut down, they stopped making money. And these are businesses that they need to generate revenue to stay afloat. So the longer they were shut down, a lot of them just can't reopen. They're going to go out of business. There's been a little bit of federal aid, but, not really enough to keep everyone going. And as this crisis has gone on, some places have just gone under. So it's been difficult for the industry to kind of, stay on life support, if you will.
Let's key in on that federal aid. Was it debated that much? Hey, should we be doing more to support childcare in this time when we're losing a lot of it?
Yeah. So back in March, I think in the CARES Act, they did Congress, without much argument or debate, put about $3.5 billion into the childcare industry in the form of block grants to the states, which sounds like a lot of money, but the people who kind of pay attention to the industry estimate you'd need like at least $50 billion basically to keep the whole thing going. I think one estimate says $9 billion a month essentially to keep everything kind of afloat. So there are more proposals going around now, primarily from House and Senate Democrats to put more money into the childcare industry, but they really haven't gotten much traction so far. So I'm not optimistic that there's more rescue dollars coming.
And you've written that you see this as a mistake. This is something that's a serious obstacle to the economy recovering because it's one of the reasons that people, even when they can go back to work, might not be able to. Can you talk about how you see this affecting the economy as a whole?
Absolutely. I mean, particularly for women who are still primarily the ones that, taking care of young children or the primary parent, caring for young children, childcare is an essential to go to work. You can't go to work if you have another job to do, right? So if these childcare operators are allowed to go out of business and there's a real childcare shortage, then people won't be able to work. And the people that won't be able to work are going to be more likely to be women. They're more likely to be low wage workers, probably, you know, the people that can't just work from home. That's going to hurt the economy because, you know, we're not going to be at full strength. And it's, and it will really hurt, I think, women overall. And we're already seeing in this crisis, women are facing a higher unemployment rate than men, which is very unusual. And I think the lack of childcare is definitely playing a role there. We'll see as more data comes out, you know, whether that really bears out. But so far, it certainly seems to be the case that the childcare shortage and sort of crisis in the whole industry is really impacting women, the economy in general, and women specifically.
Emily Peck is with us, senior reporter at HuffPost and co-host of Slate's Money podcast. She's been covering childcare during COVID-19. She says it's actually slowing down the economy, the lack of childcare, because people can't go back to work if they have to take care of kids at home and don't have options. You wrote a few weeks ago, Emily, about a looming possible collapse of the childcare industry. Now that we're actually almost a month left, you wrote that piece. What are you looking at now when it comes to childcare?
Yeah, that was about a month ago, and we're starting to see now some reports, you know, from different states of some places that aren't opening back up. I was just looking at a report. I was just looking at right before I started talking to you about some places that are opening back up, but the restrictions on how child care centers can operate during this time are a bit too much, and some centers aren't ready to reopen because, you know, you have to have fewer children. There's more onerous cleaning requirements and all that. I mean, we want all that, but it's too expensive for some of these places to open back up. So it's definitely something that I'm watching. And I think it's going to be different from place to place. Some places already had child care shortages and sort of child care deserts, you know, where people are on waiting lists already to get into child care centers. And I imagine it's only going to get worse.
Former presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren had a platform of trying to provide universal child care for families. The idea has been growing a little bit, I think, in popularity. Do you think there's a need for an overhaul of that sort here in the United States of the child care system?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, we know, everyone knows, everyone with young kids right now is confident that their kid, if they're in K through 12 school, has a school to go back to. That's because we have, you know, a public education system. And of course, there's all things we would like to see improve in that system, but we're supporting the system with our tax dollars and making sure Americans have a good, safe place to send their children. Yet from 0 to 5, Americans are just on their own. And a lot of these operators are very small businesses, you know, on razor thin margins. And I just question why we would want to leave America's children in that kind of place. Why not give more public support to childcare and bolster the system? I think this COVID downturn has really exposed how necessary that is.
Now, you covered the recent jobs report, one that looked pretty good in terms of, you know, job loss is not as bad as we thought. But you pointed out one really worrisome spot, African-American women not recovering jobs. Is this part of the story, the child care issue, you think? Is that part of what's affecting them?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the data doesn't tell us that yet. But anecdotally, I wouldn't be surprised. I think African-American women were disproportionately represented in a lot of the industries that were most severely impacted by the downturn. And it sort of makes sense that they're not coming back to work yet. I think you can't discount discrimination that Black workers typically face. Typically, they can be last hired, first fired, that kind of thing. So if fewer workers are getting called back, that might be at play. Also, and for sure, the childcare situation, I would guess, and I don't have it in the data yet, I would guess plays a role as well, yeah.
You mentioned the limited support from past congressional economic relief efforts related to COVID-19. Do you see this as an issue on the radar for policymakers at the federal or even at the state level right now?
I do, actually. I mean, I'm hearing all the time from lawmakers on the Democratic side and a few on the Republican side that do see the problem here. I mean, everyone wants everyone to go back to work, I think, safely, of course. And I have seen more attention paid to childcare in this crisis than is typical, because I think Americans at every income level around the country were all just really impacted by nationwide school closures and childcare, you know, closures. Every conference call I'm on, every interview I do, I typically hear like a kid, you know, like laughing in the background or a baby crying or something. I mean, everyone is kind of in the same boat right now in this way.
In our last few moments, Emily, before we let you go, what are you watching for next on the childcare story?
I guess I'm watching now how many can reopen and what reopening looks like. You know, with all these new restrictions, I think it's almost like a preview of what might happen in September with schools. You know, what do the coronavirus childcare centers kind of, you know, look like, the ones that are able to reopen?
Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Emily Peck is a senior reporter for HuffPost. She's also co-host of Slate's Money podcast. She joined us today to talk about why a lack of childcare is making it harder for many parents to return to work.